I paid my debt. He says, no, you haven't. Not even one pain she had to endure for labor pain to give you birth. She's seen death to give you life. She's gone hungry to feed you. And she's gone thirsty to quench your thirst. Devoted her life to feed you and raise you and make you who you are today. She says, why? How come? Because she used to do everything that she's doing for her, and she was hoping you will live. But you're doing everything that she did for you, and you're hoping that she would die. They're not the same. So don't ever think that you can ever make up for your mother. You will never be able to do it. So you will remember your mother. You will remember her smile. You will remember what made her laugh and cry. You remember where she used to sit. You remember her favorite food. You remember her clothes. You remember how she smelled, how what ate everything in your life. You remember that. The scholars will tell you, which I will leave you with, that you're doing a lot of the good things when you're alive, and she's alive. But now that your mother is dead, the scholars will tell you that she needs you more than ever. Why? Because her line is being cut off. But you, as an extension of her life, the righteous deeds that you do will be on her right side scale. So that's the number one I will tell you. Be a righteous son and make dua for her, and a righteous daughter. Because the hadith says, وَلَدٌ صَالِحٌ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Which means what? A righteous child that will make dua for their parents. مَفْهُومِ الْمُخَالَفَةِ, the knowledge of the opposite, the scholars say, that means if you don't make dua for your parents, you're not a righteous child. So that's the second thing I would ask you for. First thing is do lots of righteous deeds, because it goes on the right-hand side scale of the parents that taught you that. The second thing, don't forget them in your dua. Some of the scholars will tell you in every salah, you make dua for them. رَبِّ ارْحَمْهُمَا كَمَا رَبَّيَانِي صَغِيرًا. Oh Allah, have mercy upon them as they raised me when I was young. The third thing I will do, ask you to do, is make a sadaqah jariyah on their behalf. That's it. These are the three things I'm going to ask you to do, especially if you're the child or the guardians of them. Now those who are, having still the mothers are still alive, wallahi akhi, you have a gift from Allah, but we take it for granted. So what I'm going to ask you to do, simple. Kiss her hand every day in the morning, the first time you wake up and you see her. The second thing is, kiss her hand again before you go to sleep and the last thing you do. Because this is the hand that reached out for you, that wiped your tears, that shaded you from the sun, raised you, fed you, bathed you, devoted her life to do it. So kiss that hand at least to make sure you do it. And make lots of righteous deeds. Spend time with them. As a kenz, it's a treasure from Allah as a gift before they're gone. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla biola have mercy upon sister Amina. May Allah subhanahu wa jalla biola accept her good deeds, forgive her sins, give her thawab, give her the ability to be able to answer the questions in the grave. Make her give a piece of heaven, not a piece of hell. Expand it as far as their eyesight can see. Do not collapse the ribs, ya Allah. I ask you, Allah, to open a gate in heaven to be able to see her from that. I ask you to furnish it from heaven, not the hell. I ask you to resurrect her on pulpits of light, with Manabir al-Munur, with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Grant her book with the right-hand side. Grant her the Jannah with no accountability. Ameen. Wa khada'a alhamdulillahi rabbil ameen. Wa sallam alayhi wa sallam.